At recent protests around the country, a strange sight is becoming increasingly common. Heavily armed demonstrators wearing aloha shirts. A tangled series of internet memes has led to the adoption of aloha attire by right-wing militia groups.
We're against the state, bro. We're against the state. We don't like the state. Y'all like the state. We don't like the state. We're all Americans, right?
Heavily armed protesters are becoming a feature of demonstrations across the United States, where the growth of militia groups has been surging for the past decade. In 2008, there were more than 500, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Many wear camo and carry semi-automatic rifles, but another accessory can now be regularly spotted. Aloha shirts, and sometimes lei. Aloha shirts have been seen at protests in Oklahoma, Michigan, Texas, and Washington State. Different groups and individuals across the country have picked up the trend. They collectively call themselves the Boogaloo Boys.
It all goes back to a 1984 movie called Breaking Two: Electric Boogaloo, which was a complete flop because it was terrible.
Reese Jones is a geography professor at the University of Hawaii, where he studies immigration. He came across the aloha shirt trend while doing research for a book. Over the years, Electric Boogaloo has become an internet joke for a bad sequel of any kind. That joke found its way to far-right message boards on websites like Reddit and 4chan, where it collided with conspiracy theories about the seizure of privately owned guns and a second civil war against the federal government.
Those two different ideas have kind of now blended together, where Breaking to Electric Boogaloo has turned into Civil War to Electric Boogaloo.
Boogaloo Boys believe a second civil war, or Boogaloo, is coming to the United States. Jones says the adoption of aloha shirts stems from two related names for Boogaloo that have emerged, Big Igloo and Big Luau.
So they say Big Luau to mean Boogaloo, to mean Civil War II.
Symbols like palm trees, tropical patterns, and aloha shirts have become nonverbal signs for the mostly young men who believe the big luau is coming. Ironically, young men showing off is not that different from how aloha shirts were first created in the 1920s. Dale Hope is a second-generation shirt maker in Honolulu and author of a book chronicling the history of aloha shirts.
There are stories of local kids going to these dry goods stores, these tailor shops, and buying fabric and bringing them home to their mother's dressmakers and having one-off shirts made.
High school boys began wearing the shirts with Japanese motifs made from kimono cloth. Those eventually evolved into the island-themed prints that have spread around the globe since tourists began flocking to Hawaii in the 1960s. In much of the world, they're called Hawaiian shirts, although they don't have Hawaiian cultural origins. But native Hawaiian designer Kuhau Zane, son of longtime designer Sig Zane, says that label may be increasingly accurate.
I think that Hawaiians really have adopted the aloha shirt as their medium, just as much as we adopted the ukulele.
Kuhau Zane, whose designs incorporate traditional Hawaiian stories, says he isn't too concerned about the growing association between militia groups and aloha shirts.
I'm not necessarily that worried because you're not changing Hawaii. So they can do their thing. That's cool. If you were to come to Hawaii in that first time and you're to see somebody wearing an aloha shirt and they tell you the story behind it and it's literally about a mountain that's right behind you, I think that that's an authentic experience that nobody will be able to take away.
When asked what he thought of the militia trend, shirtmaker and historian Dale Hope said he thinks aloha shirts may actually undermine the Boogaloo Boys' message of preparing for an armed conflict.
An aloha shirt tends to put a smile in your heart and a smile on other people's faces.
But the trend shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, you can now purchase aloha shirts that feature guns alongside flowers and palm trees. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.